Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. So this is day two now at JEC Forum Italy. Welcome to the nice Villa Erba and the conference session we are having here. Together now with me is Raphael Planet. I've met Raphael many times. He's the managing director of the UCEA. And with him, I would like to talk particularly about the European Composite Circular Alliance.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Part. There's a strategic part together, for example, with the European Union, and then of course there's this execution part. So tell us about where are you right now standing as a short intro to this topic.
Okay, well, thank you to give us the opportunity in this fantastic location, Lake of Como. So where we are on this alliance, we launched it at the JEC, where you were the very first signatory, I remember, in cooperation with the European Commission. The launch has been very successful, and that's why we went to, as scheduled, to the declaration. So it means now, since 2 weeks, you can go on our website and you can be part of the alliance. And part means that we will be together in 3 weeks, online meeting with the Commission, to really start the work. So it means this alliance has a very, we can review the ambitions and the different objectives, but the thing is that we want to be very pragmatic and quick. So it means from July, there will be executive working group, which will start to work mm-hmm. on the subjects.
Mm-hmm. Today is very hot here inside. I would suggest we go outside and show our community what wonderful environment we are in, right?
They will be all jealous, but yes, it's a pleasure.
Let's do it
outside. Yes, absolutely.
So much nicer here outside, a bit more relaxed style, right? To continue our discussion about circularity. And we see this fantastic tree here. Yeah, so we need to preserve the nature. So that's our all combined mission. And as Composites Lounge, we always say...
Fully agree on that, absolutely.
We always say creating sustainable value. So you introduced us to this idea of the circular alliance. And now the European Commission has carried this out already with plastics, right? Yeah. Can you walk us through what did the Plastics Alliance achieve? What did they do maybe well that can be applied here also? And maybe what can be improved, and where do we divert from what plastics is doing to composites?
So we had this, that's clear that the alliance we have developed is inspired from what has been done by what we call CPA, the Circular Plastic Alliance. The difference is, at that time, the European Commission decided, okay, we need to put some regulations and we need to gather all the industry together and to for them to contribute. So they took the lead on that one. And they wanted to achieve very clear objectives in terms of quantities of volume recycled, but also develop standards. So what they opened the alliance in 2018, they closed it in 2023. You see, it's a short, I mean, 5 years is not so long.
Oh, the alliance but is time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But the because they achieved their purpose, one of the things was to develop standards. And you know, there is no industry without standards. And standards about recycling, the quality of recycling, and also how to recycle. And so that part has been achieved. And then because after that you had the COVID period and so on, in terms of volume achieved, they were not there yet, but the dynamic is there. So that's what they achieved. And from there, our president, Professor Roberto Frassiné, he said, let's do the same for the composites. The composite, you have to know, is a small market compared to plastic. Mm-hmm. So the commission could not really dedicate all their strengths for small markets. Mm-hmm. So we said, let's do it differently. We go to the commission, we explain that we, as let's say a mature industry, saying we want to have a sustainable vision. We don't want to wait you to regulate.
Yeah.
We want to be proactive.
Proactive, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And then that's the really the reason now we are let's say putting in place the things with all the industries coming in. And when I say the industries, do you have the raw material? Mm-hmm. You have the transformers, the tier one, the OEM, but also we have the recyclers, mm-hmm. which is very important, the waste management company. So all the value chain is here. And then
this also has to be orchestrated and organized, yeah?
That's really what is in front of us. So how it's going to work, first we have a kind of online kickoff meeting. Mm-hmm. But in 3 weeks, we are going to propose different working groups because the issue is there. We have the volume of waste. We have also all the material which have been designed for composites. And we need to work in parallel saying, okay, first we can recycle material. So mm-hmm. how do we do that? So we have to develop waste code. We have to work on the logistic of all these things. Then we have to work also with the recyclers. And what do we do with the recycled, with the product which has been recycled? So we need to open new markets. Mm-hmm. We need somewhere, I would say, change the paradigm and stop saying it's possible to recycle, mm-hmm. which is today we can demonstrate we can recycle.
Possible, yeah.
It's recycled. So it means, yes, we can do. And we have already a few, not more than a few, but some good examples around Europe demonstrating that it works. And it's a business case because what is very important is not only doing that technically, but make sure that it's a value, it's an opportunity for all the value chain. And it has to be a business case.
Okay, so let's have a walk to the lake. And then I have a final question to you. So how do you like it?
Wow. You know, I'm just enjoying looking at the view. That's fantastic.
Stunning
that's
view.
Inspiring also. That's good.
You cannot smell what we are smelling here, but there's a small, natural. The flowers are blooming right now, so it's incredible. And the water, as I said yesterday, they are fed by the Alps, by the glaciers. So it also takes, of course, some of the heat. Today is very, very
warm
and the sun is blechen, we would say in Germany. Yeah. But that's another story. So come here and have your walk here. The last point, community, I would like to ask you is, by the bottom of my heart, please go and sign and participate in this Composite Circular Alliance, because the more people we have involved, the more power we will exert as a community. Rafael, how can people join this alliance?
What you said is absolutely perfect, nothing to add. So first, the alliance is open for all players in the value chain of composites. Either you are a single expert, you are an industry, you are an association, you are an interested party. So it's very simple. You have to go on the ECIA website or to flash the QR code, and then you have an access how to join. So you have to sign the declaration, and then you are a member, it's free of charge. And what the only things we expect from the community joining us, it's really to dedicate some time based on your expertise or your motivations and contribute on the different working groups. Because the work has to be done, will be through the working groups. So the alliance is to work, but we have to make it happen. So we have two, three, 4 years to do that. So that's, we need to have the energy and to keep the momentum.
So it will be a compressed energy, compressed tasks. How many working groups do you expect?
So we expect at least five or six. Okay. We haven't, and we have another session actually tomorrow to define the different working groups. Okay. And we will see also, depending on the participant, maybe we'll open some new working groups relevant. So it's also very interactive. Being part of the alliance, you share your ideas.
Make some input also and influence this also.
So we are, each working group, we have a specific mission, a specific barrier, or specific things to achieve.
Yes.
And then a chairman or a chairwoman will be elected who is going to report to the rest of the thing. So also there will be a lot of communication in between the working groups. That's that the way it will be efficient.
So that sounds really already thought through and organized. Congratulations on your work, Rafael and Roberto, of course.
Of course.
And community, as I said, sign the letter. It's 1 minute where you put your name and drop your email address and get verified, and then off we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and maybe Ilka, you can offer a tour of the people around here.
Yes, you're all invited here, but I'm leaving tomorrow also. Tomorrow back to Germany. So this is the second day of JEC Forum Italy, and we are going strong. And now together with me is a dual president, president of Assocompositi, the Italian Association for the Composites, and he's also the president of UCIA. And we will talk with him first now about Assocompositi, because Assocompositi has now his 20th birthday, and I've congratulated you yesterday also on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn has announced that you are 20 years with Assocompositi. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On 20 years.
It's impressive. It has been 20 years of continuous improvement. We grow old during these activities, but I'm very proud to see around me many of the friends of the first years that stayed with us with all those 20 years, and more have added to this group. So we started with 20 companies as member, and now we are more than 80. So we are proud of what we did.
So 80 is quite a good number, but there's still opportunity to grow.
There are, there is room to grow, and when we will reach 100, we will do another celebration.
Another celebration at a nice location like here in Villa Erba. What do you think? Shall we go outside because we have nice weather here today?
Let's go outside. It's a wonderful day and it's a wonderful location. So let's do it.
So Roberto, let's talk about the ECCA, European Composite Circular Alliance. You have been initiating this with the European Commission. First of all, thank you very much for this great idea, because that requires a bold decision to make this. And my question to you is, how difficult was the process for you? Was it just take the phone, call up and convince them, or walk us through the process?
The process was pretty smooth, since we had this idea to help the industry to build a recycling supply chain, which can prove that not only composite materials are recyclable, but they are also recycled in practice. We got inspiration from the Circular Plastics Alliance, which was launched by the Commission in 2018 to increase significantly the uptake of recycled plastics in the market. And so we talked to the very same people that were managing the Circular Plastics Alliance, and we told them, hey, would you be interested in supporting a similar initiative for composite materials? And they were pleased to do that.
Okay.
So it was pretty easy.
Pretty
to be
easy at that point.
Yeah.
So we have many sports deer community here, very nice spots at the Villa Erba. And as you have seen with some other CEOs, I've done already the beautiful scenery. But with Roberto, we have decided to stay in the corporate level so that you see there's not only a villa, but also an exhibition center. And my question now, Roberto, is how easy or difficult is it to deal with the European Commission? I mean, I can't imagine it's not so easy. So how do you keep the relationship to this commission?
All right, the key point is the person that you have as a contact into the European Commission. We decided to go for the DG Grow directorate because they are very sensitive to the needs of the industry. Mm-hmm. And we have been regularly talking to them in order to align the purposes of the alliance with the needs of the Commission and the economy in Europe. They are still focusing on sustainability, but more and more the new Commission is focusing on competitiveness. So we will have to join the two topics together, and they accepted to participate into the alliance as observers. Mm-hmm. So they will stay in the whatever it is, the directorate of the alliance, to make sure that every decision we take and our targets are aligned with the targets of the Commission. So we will have a kind of external support from the Commission.
And this is so valuable because as a composite industry, I always say we are, say, the most complicated, the most innovative materials concept, and to get support from the European Commission is so important so that we can still in the future drive innovation.
Absolutely.
And the new technologies that we are bringing up are in line with sustainability, and therefore we are serving really the purpose of the European Commission.
Exactly.
And the industrial deal.
So we will make sure that this is the final goal. We work together with the Commission and the industry and to make sure that composite materials that are essential for the Green Deal are recognized and supported by the Commission. That's the goal.
Yeah. And you had this European policymaker at Jack World, right?
Exactly. We invited them to present their activities and the new program of the Commission, and we will continue to do so.
Okay. So Rafael said there will be soon a gathering.
Yeah.
There will be soon set up some working groups, and I'm really excited to see that.
I hope that you will be participating.
I already raised my hands. Happy to. To support that.
I want to tell people that the participation to the Alliance is open to everybody who is interested in the topics.
Yes.
They only have to sign the declaration. It's free of charge and everybody is invited, and you can join the Alliance anytime for making sure that you are part of the next big thing in the composite industry.
Very exciting. Roberto, one more time, happy birthday to ASO Composite.
Thank you.
Congratulations for this really nice venue today. I mean, you have been the key organizer, and thanks for also the invitation, the surrounding and everything.
Yeah.
And I think
it was a teamwork.
It's a teamwork,
yes. JAC was essential to the success of this initiative.
So JAC
it was really
a
fantastic JAC teamwork.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much one more time. And
thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.